Song and Dance on TV this week, and both will be competing for your viewership. Joining us live, TV Guide entertainment editor Matt Rausch. And of course, the dance in that description, Matt, is season 14 of Dancing with the Stars. Wow.
Oh, it doesn't look... it kind of does look its age, honestly. Yeah. It does. But this big showdown between big reality competitions happening starting Monday night when the new season of Dancing with the Stars kicks off, goes head-to-head with NBC's very powerful The Voice, which has been going on like gangbusters, really giving American Idol a run for its money during this spring season. But having these two competitions, both 2 hours long every Monday night, going head-to-head in competition for viewership, I mean, that's really a lot of investment of time for people who like this kind of show, and airing against each other, they just might cannibalize each other. So we'll see what happens. But The Voice is about to wrap up its battle rounds, and then we'll see whether anybody breaks out of this cast of Dancing with the Stars. It's your usual mixed bag. There's nobody in it that's like a Chaz Bono or a Bristol Palin. I don't see anybody becoming a true water cooler sensation here. It's more about, can Martina Navratilova dance? Can Gladys Knight perform without her pips? How do those child stars, Melissa Gilbert and Jaleel White, who we better know as Urkel, how are they holding up? And then so forth. And it becomes a really mixed bag. There's an opera star. There's a Disney Channel kid. You've got Sherry Shepherd from The View. And it's another season of Dancing with the Stars. What can I say?
Well, as a child of the 80s, I kind of have to pull for Urkel, but that's just me.
Well, we just have to hope he can perform, that's the thing, because you never know. I mean, I always look back to that one season where this guy, Helio Castroneves, who's an Indy car driver, you got to figure he was unknown to almost everybody who was the fan base for Dancing with the Stars. He went on to win the show because he had such a great personality, and there's this one guy whose name I can't even tell you right now, who they're describing as the Mexican Brad Pitt. He was born in Cuba, but he's become a big star of telenovelas down in Mexico. He's going to be part of the show, so he's one of the sort of the soap stars, and if he is as charming as they say he is, maybe he'll win, and nobody knows who he is right now.
Well, I'm sure it's going to pull in a boatload of viewers anyway, as it always does. But let's talk about tonight, because there's a couple of epic offerings going down this evening, right?
Yeah, and they couldn't be more different from each other. The sort of the highbrow show of the night, and it's really just so beautiful and dazzling. It's why people have HDTVs. Discovery's giving us another one of those big nature documentary epics. This one's called Frozen Planet, from the people who gave us Planet Earth. The idea of Frozen Planet is it takes us to the poles, the North Pole, the South Pole, the biology and the ecology. I mean, really, everything about it is just so dazzling on a show like this. You've got your polar bears and your penguins, and there's this amazing sequence of whales who dive in unison to dislodge a seal from an ice floe. And it's a kind of behavior that's never been captured on camera before, apparently. And it's just fascinating to watch these stories play out in this very, very harsh environment. But that is just really dazzling TV. And then you've got the Walking Dead finale on AMC. So you've got from a planet teeming with life on one channel, and you've got a planet teeming with death on the other. And the zombies go on the major attack this night. Tonight with the finale, as everybody who's been hiding out on the farm have to leave their safe haven. And it's really, really graphic as usual, and it's very harrowing. And the show is a true monster hit. It's just the ratings for that show are sensational.
So you've got actual reality TV and undead TV competing this evening.
Exactly. So, you know, it really does run the gamut on Sunday night. There's so many shows fighting for your attention. But The Walking Dead has broken through as a true cable hit. But big news for people who like AMC shows, though, with The Walking Dead going off this week, that means the next week, after 17 months off the air, Mad Men is coming back.
Looking forward to that. We'll talk about it again next week, I'm sure. Thanks, Matt. Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.